What is the what's the continuity in the tefillah? Because in the tefillah it says Kodesh Atav Nerush Nacha Vein Alon Balagach. Okay, so this is Kakasu Vayigba Hashem Tzvachas from Mishpat Vakela Kodesh Mitash Vitzvachas. So the question is, what is the continuity? What's the life in the pasuk? Read Hashem Tzvachas from Mishpat. What does it have to do with the idea that Kodesh Atav Nerush Nacha Vein Alon Balagach? Yeah. So we said that if you look at the perek in Yeshayahu, so the whole perek has a theme over there, and the theme you get in Yeshayahu, in the Yeshayahu, is the where Yeshayahu gives musar to people. So what is the musar? The musar of Yeshayahu, hey paskidala. So it says, "Hi, Mashkime, Baboker, Shecha, Yudok, Machre, Vaneshish, Yain, Yadlikan. Vayachivo, Chino, Vanevel, Tofus, Vanevel, Tofus, the Cholo, the Yain, the Shneim. As Paul Hashem, Layabita, Maisa, Yadav, Lolo." So the Musar is that they engage in drink and in pleasures and essentially in enjoying Yain and music. And that's how they spend the day. As far as Hashem lo yabitu mashal lo, they refrain from seeing the chachmas of Hashem. So the Radak brings down. He says, "In ma'aseh yadav chachmas ha'kochavim, mimenu yagiya adam l'kavod haborek, ma'asham b'mizma, ma'ad yishmach b'chol ha'aretz." Where it says, "Oma, Kiera Shemecha Maisi es Bosech, Rama Shemayim Satan Prokel, Ratzaloma Kola Omeda Sod Biyasam Yeda Kavarakel." So from the Chachma of the stars, understanding the stars in the heavens, the Chachma's Kachavan, so Rumi Boris, so Vesi Akarish Bachel, Kavarashem, Ratzaloma Shi es Bonu Bachachma Zos, and Mimena Yedu Kavarabore. The chain of the razel, kolagel chashim mitzvus mazalz meinim chashiv. All of a sudden, as far as Hashem layabit the ma'aseh of the razel. Yeah. So the so that's the that's really the theme of Yeshayahu, that the people engage in yain v'shecha and nigunim and tunes, and they don't follow pursue any kind of chachmas Hashem, which really gives them the Das Hashem. So that's another thing. V'chein go ami mitli Das. Uchvodom is a rov ha'amono tzichei shoma. So then it continues and it speaks about v'chein yichav v'sh'ol nafsho for afil of v'chot v'yorech ha'dor ha'amono v'sh'on of olet ba. V'yishach ha'ra mishpalish v'eini gvon v'shpama. So it talks about the destruction that results from that. Then it goes back to the loss of Lavo. And loss of Lavo, it says, Vayigba Hashem Tzvachos Bamishpat, or Tel HaKadosh Nibdak Vitzvach. So what is the continuity? So the continuity is that ultimately it will be reversed. That's what he mentioned before, that ultimately it will be reversed. So when it's reversed, what does it mean? So then reversed means that the Chachmas Hashem will emerge from Hashem's Mishpat, the ultimate Mishpat of the Yom HaDin, the ultimate Yom HaDin. What is its objective? The objective of the ultimate Yom HaDin? The objective is that people will abandon their nonsensical pastimes and they'll engage in Chachmas Hashem, and they'll see from the Chachma in the universe, they'll see the Kvod Hashem. That's V'yig Hashem Tzvachas B'Mishpat. So the loss of the Vayig Bashim Tzvachas B'Mishpat is the opposite of the situation that Yeshayahu is criticizing. So the emphasis in the pasuk is Vayig Bashim Tzvachas. That Hashem Tzvachas will become apparent to the man. That's really what the Navi is teaching. So you have to underline Vayig Bashim Tzvachas B'Mishpat. What is Hashem Tzvachas? That means the Yediyas Hashem, and Hashem Tzvachas means, the term Hashem Tzvachas means God who appears through the Tzvoy HaShemayim, through the study of the universe. So that's the continuity. That's the continuity. That Kodoshat of Nourish Machavi Ina Lower and Balataha, Takosu, Rayigba Hashem Tzrakos on Mishpat. So the whole purpose of the Mishpat of the Chaim Pein Pachtva is really loss of love. So the whole of the Chaim Pein Pachtva, the objective is that man will recognize the Chachmas of Hashem from the universe, and the Kodesh Hashem will be apparent before all will exist, all of humanity. So you have to underline the emphasis that you've got Hashem Tzvakos on it. Hashem Tzvakos means the Rakei Hashemayim of the Chaos. And that's really expressed in another Mizmah, that idea. And that's the Mizmah of David Mizmah, Because you say, Mi Yuzem Melech HaKavod. So first it says that Hashem uses the Gibor Hashem Gibor Muhammad. You need to say that when a person searches for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so first he sees me as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem uses the Gibor. Okay, who is the Melech HaKavod? I can't answer that question, but I can tell you about the Melech. Hashem uses the Gibor. Hashem Gibor Muhammad. Who is Hashem? What is manifest when a person pursues the Das Hashem. So, but then he goes on. He says, "Mi Yuzem Melech HaKavod?" And Hashem Tzvakos the Melech HaKavod. So, ultimately, the greatest knowledge is the knowledge of God of the universe. That's why Yigbar Hashem Tzvakos Pamir. The Mishpat will lead, the objective of the Mishpat is that they'll recognize the Kvod Hashem from the universe, from the Chachmas the Chachmas HaKachavim, which means the Chachmas of the universe. That's the continuity. Okay. So then we just mentioned in passing that the V'chein Pein Pachva Hashem Lekin Al Kol Ma'asecha they must call Kol Ma'asecha Barasa. So there's by the way, they must call Kol Ma'asecha Barasa. So we said why does it have two different terminology, two different terms, Ma'asecha and so we mentioned that a human being finds himself in two frameworks, exists in two frameworks. In one framework, he exists simply as a Ma'aseh Hashem, that he is just an object of the creation. He's simply an object of the creation, and that is equal. If you study a human being, you'll see Chachmas Hashem just like if you study a star. So just like if you study a star, just like you study the universe, it's Ma'aseh Hashem. An entity of Ma'aseh Hashem. That's one framework. And another framework, he has a special status of a Nivra, of Bru, as the Rambam says. What was the objective of Avraham Avinu? The objective of Avraham Avinu was that all the Bru and Avraham Achrav should have knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyedu kol HaBru and HaBoim Achrav. So that was his motivation. Why did he say that? That's what I said. What was his motivation? He only had one motivation. He argued with the people who were Kazdim, and he proved that their religion and their philosophy was wrong, and he showed that that only lo lo l'shtachlos shem lo lavad alah. Okay. The Bruyim means the name of Boy Olam. Boy Olam, in terms of being an Odom, so there a person has a unique status, that he was endowed with the Tzelem Elokim, the Chachmas Hashem. So man, really, when he thinks of himself, he has to think of himself under two frameworks. One is a member of the class of Bruin, which has a unique ability and which separates them, makes them unique. He has a Tzelem Elokim, separates them from the rest of the creation. But at the same time, who comes under the category, the overall category of Maaseh Hashem. He's Maaseh Hashem, and that is equal to the inanimate creation. So those are the two frameworks with which a human being has to view himself under those two frameworks. Both are reality. So the chaintin pachkar Hashem olkin akol maasecha is the idea that maase Hashem they moscho akol maasha barasa. So he uses it intersperses. It's parallel language. Because it's the same, so it just intersperses. We have also the yeda kol pol ki ata fialto, the yovin kol yotzer ki ata yetzarto. Pol means the result of maase Hashem, pula. Yotzer is a separate kind of a, because yotzer means a form, means you have a special form. Yeda kol yotzer ki ata yetzarto, because Baruch gave him that form. That form is its own orchid. So, yeah. Yetzos on the Tama, right? Yetzos on the Tama. That's Tzira. So man is both. He has to see himself under both frameworks. So the Tzira, you notice, is a downward progression. But it's a downward progression from Pachad, which is the most frightening. Then it goes to Amor. Then it goes to Yirah. Then it goes the Ishtachul of Panecha, and then it goes on to the Yosu Kulam Gudai Chasas Sancha Blevet Shalom. So instead, the progression is really downward from, in terms of the state from Pachat, but it's really upward in terms of the performance of man. That it means that ultimately, when the world will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there will be a state of Pachat. That's also mentioned in Yishayahu. That the Pachar Hashem was mentioned in the beginning. It mentioned a few times in the beginning of Yishayahu. Pachar means a very strange head. A love of the Nikras Haturim, the Ife Aswine, that made Pachar Hashem and the Hadar Gaono, the Kumo La Rotaras. So it means loss of love. Bayomahu. Bayomahu is mentioned. Yashlech Adam from Beis, Mishael Beis. Bayomahu Yashlech Adam Eisalu Lichaspo Veisalu Leizahovo Asher Oslo Lishtachos Lachpos Lachpo Peros Lataleva. So Lobo Benikas Asumu Yusufas Lam Nei Pachar Ad Hashem. Adagam Kuma La Rezorah. Mentioned it several times. The Yom Hashem means Pachar. That's why the chaintin pachta is really from Yishayahu. Ayishah karam yishpalish v'al kisulem. Bo vatsu v'yitamim b'ofam. Mei pachar Hashem mei adar d'ono. So that says, v'nizgav Hashem levado b'yom ahu. And the b'yom ahu will have the quality of pachar Hashem. Pachar Hashem. Why pachad? Because pachad means that's the natural reaction. And a person recognizes the Kvod Hashem. A person recognizes the Kvod Hashem, so it's filled with Pachad. So that's the first reaction, Pachad Hashem. So that's a V'chinti Pach to Kvod Hashem, or we cannot call Masach. The Eimos call Masha Barasa. Eimor is when a person has the Pachad is under a certain control. Eimor is like by a Melech. Shetehei Moso Olech. Melech Shemocho Kvod Ein Kvod Omocho. Eimor means where the pachad is incorporated in a frame, in a certain frame, which is an operational frame, like Nima Chanalach. In pachad, the person is lost, can't function. In Amor, the fear is under a certain control and a recognition of sovereignty, the sovereignty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Rod Malchuso. That's in Amor. Malchus is Amor. Malchus is Amor. So when you first have the realization, it'll be Pacha. But then it'll be converted into Amor. And the next step is in Moshe, the Ra'ucha Kalamas. The next step is Yira. Yira already is a is a much higher level. Yiras Hashem is a higher level. Yiras Hashem is where the Yirah is translated into a Yirah. You see, in Amor is Emas HaMelech. That's a certain state vis-a-vis a regular Melech. In Shetayim Asarar Alech, of course, vis-a-vis Melech Machayam Lachim, it's the ultimate Amor that man can experience. But in Amor, the emotion is brought into the realm of a realistic realm, insofar as is he perceives the Kvod Hashem. That's Amor. In Yirah, the individual already, it's not simply how he has to feel vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's insofar as his own life, Yirah already takes root. Yirah implies a certain positive activity from man. That's why the Rambam says, Avas Hashem and Yirah Hashem, besides one point. But then there's a Yirah, there's another kind of a Yirah also, where mitzvah dal, a person has to have Yirah Hashem, and it means that he accepts, he can't just be a free philosopher, but he accepts the mandates of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He accepts them, even though he doesn't comprehend them. He accepts them. That's Yiras Hashem. And he has a fear of the Onish. And Rambam says, Mr. Dali, I have a fear of the Onish. He knows that if he veers off, it'll be Nanash. But Yirah, whether it's the Yirah of the Rambam, whether it's the Yirah of Mr. Dali, it's two different Yirahs. But the Yiras Hashem, see, two different mitzvahs. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem is one mitzvah, but then there's a mitzvah of Yirah itself. A person must always know that if he lives improperly, it's going to result in an onesh. That's a different kind of a Yirah. But either kind, both kinds are states of mind which move a person in his life in a positive way towards action in his personal life. That's the Yirah Ucha Kol HaMaaseh. So he's moved by an internal idea, moves him in the direction of Torah, insofar as his recognition of Schav Onesh, or and ultimately in the real Yira, which is the highest level, which is Avas Hashem and Yira Hashem. But it means that there he's functioning himself in a positive manner. That's the Yiruch HaKol HaMaaseh, the real Kol HaMaaseh. The Yishtafu L'Fanecha Kol HaBurim is where the is actually the activity. That's the first time that you have activity. So the Python, when the Python converted, shows what is the action from man. He went from Pachad to Amar to Yira. The next thing he went to was the Shtachavah, because that signifies the activity of man, the first activity, which is the one activity that demonstrates his commitment to the ideas of to the ideas of the others. That's Ishtachavah. That's Ishtachavah Hashem by Baruch Kodesh. So Ishtachavah is a Maasei HaAdam, which is kolel, one act. You wanted to speak about a human action, which would be the most encompassing and the first, that which should be most prior in human activity. Proper ideas towards God are converted into action. Proper action, the one action, which is should be the first action and the most encompassing, is Yishtachavah. Yishtachavah is the conversion into action of the ideas the correct ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a shtachavoy. The low royal of shtachavoy. That's right. Raman and Avadazar. The low royal of shtachavoy. The shtachavoy is that action which manifests activity of man. What is the activity of man, the ultimate activity? Shtachavoy. So that's and then he says the Yeosu Chulo Magudo Echos, the Shtachavoy, of course, is the action which is the embodiment of all the ideas, the proper ideas of Yiro, Avo, Shtachavoy. That's the prototype of the action of the man. After that, the Yeosu Chulo Magudo Echos, Lasso Shitzon Chaboeva Shola. So that means that after the Ashtachavoy, then all the activities of man will be regulated in a way that they'll be in line with God's will in the creation, which means that they'll live the life that they were designed to live in when man was created. But it's interesting, it's very interesting the way the depicted there, very interesting. It doesn't say the Yasu Chulam Agudachas. It doesn't say that. It says the Yeosu Chulam Agudachas. The Yeosu Chulam Agudachas. Lasa Shitzancha, the Levav Shalom. What is the difference between the Yasu Chulam Agudachas? Yasu Chulam Agudachas means that they get together and they make up that they're going to do something. That's like if you have a political party. Or even a religious party, that's the Yasa. Get together and decide they're going to make a party that stands for certain ideas, and the others are going to try to accomplish a certain goal. That's the Yasa. But no, the Python doesn't say the Yasa. It says the Yeosu Chulam Agudachas, because the Yasa is not good. The Yasa means that you have to get together and you have to plan and then create a certain social system. You see, a certain system. You have to create a party, have membership, and commitment. Even if it's the best goal, but the idea is lacking, because in Yahadus, there is no party. There's no need to make any party. What has to happen is that every yachid has to have the proper realization, and then it's natural. They will become automatically, without any effort, without any plan, without any political plan. That's in other words, once they recognize, individuals who recognize the Kvod Hashem, and they go through the stages and the steps, so automatically, the Aguda Achas will emerge automatically. Only in your plan, only in your membership. You don't have to have a president. It doesn't require any offices. So it will be an automatic. Through the recognition. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu a melech? He's not a melech through force. He's a melech through the fact that his bios live the way they're designed to live, and that's his mind. That's the Yasu Chulam Agudachas. Lata Shetzoncha, the Levav Shalom. Levav Shalom, you don't have to be part. So, and that's the same thing number one. Our Kenneth O'Kell said, Melocha Kalalom Kulo Bechodecha, Inasa Kalaras Bikarecha, like you mentioned. It means the Kodesha, the Koro, will be the motivator, the recognition. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech? It's a melech because the people recognize the Kvod Hashem. The Kvod Hashem, as we mentioned, is to recognize Adon Olam Hashem Melech HaTayim Kol Yetzir Nivra. It's Yichud Hashem. And through that, through the recognition of the true idea of God, then Melech HaKol Yetzir Nivra, he knows how to live before him. Ba'ofa ba'adai gon izach HaKol Yetzir Nivra V'atzecha, how? V'yeda kol kol ki'ata fi'alta v'yavim kol yetzir ki'ata yetzir. They'll recognize, they'll know the knowledge. Yama Kol Hashem Hashem Bapa Hashem Lekei So Melech. So that's really what the Python sets forth in the Chaim Tachta. It's really beautiful to us. So you see, around that, the Chaim Tachta is put together with great thought. Okay. Anything else? That's first then. I mentioned that the Navi always says that there's only one study. Chachmas Hashem below Chol Haaretz Kedusha. Everywhere a person taps, I mean, he sees the Kedusha Hashem. Chachmas Hashem is everywhere in the universe, every part of the universe. But the study that brings to a person's mind the Kedusha Hashem to the highest degree is the study of the universe. The study of the universe itself. That's what the Navi says. Suma v'nechamuru v'bore. The study of the universe. And the chachmas ha-kochav. It is true that in terms of modern science, the chachma and the kochav is really the chachma of Maisa Bereshis. The chachma of the kochav is the chachma of Maisa Bereshis. That's why it says, Amacharish v'tzvah v'chorim kam Maisa Bereshis ko'omru lo'osri olim gedolah. The Osei Olam going to Ron Chasson. That the Chachma and the stars, and the stars is the processes of the Maisa Bereshis exist in the stars, in the stars itself. That's what Nagy says. Suma Menechem Rumi Barev is an amazing thing. That's a prophet. Kama La Osei Olam, not La Osei Olam going, but La Osei Olam going to Ron Chasson. It's Macharish to the Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis is reflected in the stars. In the sun, and the truth of the matter is, in modern cosmology, the knowledge that they have now, that's available now from the Chachma of physics, is from the stars themselves. That's where they trace back from the distance of the stars and from the nuclear reactions in the stars. Those are the elements that really give us insight into my vibrations. That's what the Navi is saying, and that's true in terms of our day, in terms of science, how it has developed. Underline, underscore what the Navi said. The more science progressed, the more the words of the Navi took on a deeper and deeper meaning. So the study that brings a person face to face, so to speak, with the Kvod Hashem, is really starting with Shemayim is happening for itself. Maisa Yadav Magid Arachia. That's what the Navi says. So it's only that study. A person of the Sechel Hayashan, he studies the Chachma of the universe, that leads him to the recognition of Kotel. Shemayim Tzavim Kotel. Okay. Anything else? And the next point is for the seminar. I did mention that's the same idea, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I mentioned the idea that the Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim is really keeping this from the same. So it's a denial of everything else. of every other form of slavery or every other form and system that an individual subordinates himself to. The individual that does not see his brahma officer is the Eved. He subordinates himself to every kind of nonsensical and crazy bonds and things that don't exist. And on the contrary, the third Malchus Shamayim is that which frees an individual, which frees an individual, simply puts him in reality where he lives natural. That is very natural. So that's why it never says, Atei Torah Hashem Elokim, Eino, always the negative, always negative. So you might say we are as a new mark, we are disbelievers, just like we're believers. Disbelief is a very important component of that. We disbelieve all the other forms of servitude that the human race engages in. And no matter where you go, and no matter what form it might take, it's always a form of servitude. It doesn't matter, personally, religious, not religious, whatever system he will assume, will always be a form of servitude. And that's what Yahadus denies. So Yahadus is a form of belief and a form of disbelief. Belief and disbelief. So the second day we took up the different thing altogether. The different was the Chazal on Daf Tezayin on the Beis. Okay. Tezayin on the Beis. Morris is like this. Morris says that Morris says for Omar Yitzchak. Morris says Gimel Devarim is the Chesayin of the Beis in Rosh Hashanah. Gimel Devarim Maskirin Avonos of Shalada. That three things cause the sins of an individual to be remembered before God. And what are they? Those three things, Elohim, Kiyan Notri, the Ian Tila, and Mosa Din Al Chavei. So what are those three things? Yeah, those three things. So Rashi, Kiyan Notri, Vaover Tachta. So a person walks under a tent wall, and he goes into a place that might collapse. And it means he exposes himself to danger. For example, expose himself to danger needlessly. He doesn't care. Okay? Maskavanas Omer, Kun Roy Zeli Osas Lones, and he took Tachunita. That's a Rashi. So he says that he brings upon himself an investigation, so to speak. An investigation is this person fit for an ace, and because of that, they're looking for him. Okay, so that's one. Ian Tfilah, Rashi says, so mechal Tfilah, so he relies on his Tfilah, and for Teachba, he feels secure, Shekhinish Mas, and this Ameitz Lachavin Riba. Energizes himself to be Machavin very strongly in his Tfilah. Extra, not simply Kapone in terms of what the feel, Allah, what Allah Kapone is, beyond that, he's very thin. Chazal is never talking about Marathi. So that's the second thing, that if a person does that, he also causes the Bin Shemayim to come into action, come into play. So it causes the Bin Shemayim to come into play. That means to work. And the third thing is Moshe Din Al Chavero. Rashi says, Kmo Yishbar Hashem Bein Yivana. Omrim, so they say, this person said that somebody else should be punished because of him. And just because he was having a fight with him, so that's why the other person should be Nana. Really glory for that. It's a high level. So because of that, so to speak, they look into him. They look into his masa. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Chazal. So, yes. Din Shemayim. Oh, between him, if he has a between him and his father, so he has a dispute. So he, so he, what? No, it's get out of it. The Bezdin is just a way to solve the attempt to solve the practical problem. But the dispute, it means Yishtar Hashem and Yimlecha is a moral, ethical, the ethical element of the dispute. Nothing about the settle the financial, something about the ethical dispute. Like, this person did this to me, why they're Russia. But to that, God will punish
that's kind of right.
On his side, right? That's right. Right.
Analyze what's going on.
What? So to speak, I mean, what it's saying, he didn't ask Marshall. It means to then the Bezdin Shomilo starts investigating him. I'm going to see, is that true? Is he really such a person that this other fellow should be managed because of him? I mean, it's true because he might have grief, but why is it so important that this person should be managed? Must be he's a very great, great person. That's true. What does Pasuk say? It says, "Hashay, Hashay, Eishes, Eishki Navi." Navi, so an ordinary person, it would be the same thing. But this, the tampered with a Navi. That deserves a very big honor. How about Chazakay? But an ordinary person wouldn't have that. No, that's what it's saying. But if you disrupt a very important individual in the cause of Tsar, so then of course you're opening yourself up to a serious honor. Serious honor. So this person is engaged in an avodas Hashem, and you're disturbing that, and he's an individual that's on a level that. Doesn't deserve to, according to Mishpat Hashem, does not deserve to have sorrow and pain. You're causing him pain. So then you deserve an honor. But an ordinary person, I don't know. Maybe he won't get an honor for that. Maybe he won't be an honor for that. Maybe he's not worthy of having somebody else in there. By the way, that's what machila is, by the way. When you mocha somebody. When you mocha somebody, you're saying, I don't want another person to be nanash al yadi. That's what we're getting machila. Don't want another person. No one should be nanash al yadi. Shouldn't want somebody else. It depends. A lot of conditions are also. I mean, certain conditions. He says he's mochalavi. He says he's mochalavi. So Chazal said, a person should always be mochal. Except the Talmud Chacham where it's pogeya Torah. That's pogeya Torah. It's not allowed to be mochal. So that's what Chazal said. Those three things. So the question is, what is unique about these three things? Result in this serious consequence. Okay. So, instead, that really, if you look at the three things, you can identify these three things. They're identifiable. What are these three things? These three things are the objective of the religious individual. That's what it is. It's the objective of the religious individual. Because a religious individual's objective is precisely that he should be special and that God should listen to him. That's what he strives for. That he should have a certain sense of security, that God listens to his thoughts. That's what he strives for. Also, he looks for a certain protection. A religious person, the motivation in becoming religious, the religious instinct, is looking for some kind of protection in life that should spare him from the fate that he notices others are subject to, so, before others. So that's really a primary motivation, motivation in the religious, process. And the third thing is the same thing, also. The third thing is that a religious person wants to feel good about himself in a relative fashion. He wants to feel good about himself, but good about himself relative to others. That he wants to feel he's in something, some kind of a superiority over other people. He's a righteous. He's a righteous individual. He's a tzaddik. He wants to feel, have that security. He feels that he's a tzaddik. He's different. The Chazal really formulated in one sweep the essential elements of what are the religious objective. That's it. It's these three things, because it means vis-a-vis God. That's one aspect, one reflection, vis-a-vis God. The second is vis-a-vis the external world. Vis-a-vis the external world, that's true. And that's Kiyamaki. And the third thing is vis-a-vis his fellow man. And that's why all these seeing in all these religions, they always have the same code, and that all the things they do are to set themselves apart, give them a feeling of, you see, they wouldn't call it superiority because it's clothed in a religious humility. But behind that is really the manifest content of a superiority. We wear different clothes, leaders, and that's why they go to different places. Like monks, different manifestly different behavior. It sets them apart, or gives them the feeling that they're set apart in a religious way. That's the objective of the religious drive. Now, the feeling that comforting feeling is what the person is looking for. That he's different, and he's looking for it for himself, and he's also looking for it for others too, vis-a-vis others. I mean, that's really most of the activities involved. To set themselves apart. So that's what Chazal pointed to, those three things. When you think about it, you realize that's what they're explaining. Those three things are the elements of the religious cult, religious group. So. What Chazal is saying is, the wall is exposing itself to danger, not being concerned. It doesn't mean, by the way, it doesn't mean narcissistic type of thing. Because, like you see, when people are young, so they feel invulnerable. So they needlessly expose themselves to danger. That's not what I'm talking about. That's something else. That's where the person just doesn't, it's just a basic narcissist. Nothing's going to happen. They're invulnerable. That's not what the Chazal is talking about. Over here, because what's the guy do with his cousin? That's just the feeling that youth has that feeling that they're invulnerable. That's not this. That's something that's just a crazy narcissistic emotion. But it's a different kind of thing. It's not this. Over here, the person by the kiyun notori, you see, he realizes the danger, but he feels he has something that's going to protect him. In the other case, there's no realization of danger. It's needless exposure to danger with the realization of danger and with the feeling of protection. That's what it is. Nothing's not going to happen. Ian Tula means where the person is marifet for lust, like Pesach. He says that the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, is that a good thing for the So Chazal says, he comes to depression. Because why? And you know, in the house, Russian children, Makhole, from a mind bomb, and she, Fish is far the Kavan, the bold day core of lay, she in Bakashas and Nasis. Okay? So it means that he has big expectations of his people, and then he gets into depression because he sees nothing happens. He sees nothing happens. So that's what the Gemara says in Bach. And one of the three shlosh of Gemara is kina vamos of shlodim, Ian Filo. So if they can't, the fastest in the mass of Noma Batechu Bishriyas. Vinir and Mahim. He's very sure about his question. Let's take a look and see where they are. Okay? The more answer is that are the Mayim Bahim.
That's what Chazal was saying.
Okay. So, then somebody raised a question. Good question. So that's a bad thing. And it's expressed in there are three expressions of this trait. Okay. But Chazal are saying more than that. They're not just saying it's a bad thing. That's my book. But over here, it says, Maskini Avanosu Shaladam. What is it? What is it? There's Mashal, Batechu Bishmiyos of Nira Mayim. It doesn't show my says. Let's investigate and see what this is. So what is the what are Chazal saying? I mean, okay, there's one thing, but why does he suffer this consequence? What is the consequence? So what we said is like this, that the Chazal say that how the Kodesh Baruch has done a person according to his schuyos and according to his others. If a person doesn't have error, so then Bezdin Shamayla is done. But his work is done. But over here, it seems to be, did he do an avera? So he should be done for that. If this itself is an avera, so he should be done another for that. You see? If it's not an avera, so what is it? It's like a funny kind of a thing. It sounds like it's not an avera, because otherwise, why do you have to say maskin and avanosa? It should be this itself is the other. This itself is the other. What is maskin and avanosa? Maskin and avanosa means to say that he has these other avanosa, and now they're highlighted. And they're highlighted in a way that they cause a judgment. So what does that mean? Is it another? Is not another? That's the question. So we said it like this. We said that Chazal say that you do need us. Hashem, Hashem. What does Hashem, Hashem mean? There's two midas of rachamim. One midas of rachamim is before a person is a chote, and the other midas of rachamim is after the chote. The question is, okay, you need midas of rachamim after a person is a chote. Where's the midas of rachamim? Why do you need midas of rachamim before he's a chote? Before he's a chote, you don't need midas of rachamim. Midas of din is good. First is chosen to choose the mora, so he doesn't need it. It's right. Need is a din. That's it. 100%. So what does it mean? So what does it mean that a kodesh baruch hu needed to rachman kodem sheyechta va'achar sheyechta v'yashuv? You see. So the answer is the kodem sheyechta means that the midas harachman exists before a person is a chote, even though the person veers in the wrong direction. He's lured momentarily, he's lured by an emotion. But he still wasn't a chote yet. So the midas harachamim function. The midas harachamim is the midas harachamim insofar as when the moment of chet is defined as well. Person isn't just because a person goes in the wrong direction, a Kodesh Baruch doesn't define you as a chet. That itself is midas rachamim. The kodem sheyechta, the point before, the point where the chet is recognized as a chet. That's the first aspect of midas rachamim. But then there's another element of midas rachamim. Midas rachamim has its most notorious expression. Another element of midas rachamim is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give him an onish because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count that as a, doesn't consider that a chet, but it puts him in a certain state that he comes before God in judgment. And that really is actually, that's actually a midas harachem. Why? Because there's a midas harachem aspect to that. Why? Because, you see, it doesn't say over here what happened. It just says, maskilim lo avanasa. So the mashal says, boteachu b'shriyos niramai. Or like Rashi says, same kind of thing. He says, kum roi zeli asas lones. Okay? So he's looked into it. Maske avanasa. He's looked into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kum roi ze, so to speak, So what it means to say is that the fact that he's up for judgment at this moment is a good thing. It's really a good thing. It doesn't say he's going to be condemned. We don't know. On the contrary, it could be, and it'll be Lato. How could it be Latov if it's Maskin Lov and Otto? So it means that our Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that this person is going in the wrong direction because he's following the lure of the religious instinct. So therefore, our Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him an Onesh, which is the greatest chesed, because that Onesh, if he takes it in the proper manner, he'll see that he made a mistake and he'll retract. And he'll change his course. So the fact that he's over the mishpat, his maskim avanos, is not a bad thing. I mean, you're looking at it in like an infantile way. On the contrary, it could be the greatest thing, and it's really chesed Hashem that before he goes too far with this emotion, see, on this course, he's giving a warning sign to stop it, so he can once again retrace his steps. And then, on the contrary, and then he can emerge as a tzaddik. So that's why Chazal say it that way. Chazal don't say it's menash, because that's all part of midas harachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mihu kodem sheyechda. This is a good example of the kodem sheyechda adam. It's not yet a chayt, but it initiates the judgment. It calls for a judgment. And that the judgment, of course, depends on the person's a Russia. I mean, he's completely far gone. So then he could be a bad judgment. That doesn't necessarily mean. But it's the Chesed Hashem and Midas Hashem that at that moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, intervenes in his life and creates a situation that can put him back in the correct way. Chesed Kashay Yaser Ish is Minar Hashem Lakachem Yasrek. Chesed Hashem. Hashem Yav Hashem Yachiyach. So that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. That Hashem does not allow him to go any further. Maskin of Anoso is really the greatest chesed. Because if it wouldn't be Maskin of Anoso, so then you keep on going in that course. And then he never come out of it. That's a chazal, it's an expression of the midas haracham. But at the same time, they're pointing out the danger. It's midas haracham because he went off course. But of course, that's not as good. And of course, if the person is aware of this trait, and he doesn't. That's why it's negative in the sense that he'd certainly be better off if he wouldn't do this. That's the negative. But it's not totally negative insofar as he is engaged in that. It's a chesed Hashem that the government is maskil lamanos in order to prevent it from continuing in that way. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, I'm sorry, I had nothing to do with it. So the mention was like this, what's the idea of maskilin al avanosov? Right. Maskilin al avanosov, what does it mean that the other chatoyim become highlighted, so to speak? What it means is like this, that because he was escaping reality into the realm of his religious narcissism, so to speak, so then all the other chatayim that he has now are in a more harmful, the harm of the faith. There's one more element that Chazal bring out. Maskeem of another. It means that those avonos now assume a different kind of a reality. And that reality is that now those averos are such that they can cause him great harm. Because as long as he didn't have this kind of illusion about himself, you see, so then he was in a world of reality. So he could evaluate properly. But since he has gone into this realm where he's giving into the law of the religious emotion, you see, so then he has no chance of evaluating his life because he has that place for himself which is protective, you see, in his mind, and he is not in a position to objectively see his life. That's basically what Chazal teaches. In other words, that a person that gives into that religiosity, that emotion of religiosity, is going to be blinded towards all his chafan. Blinded is a very devastating course. Because by definition, it's going to cause him to not be able to see the defect which the Chatayim brought him to. That's what I'm about. So it is a very dangerous course. Very dangerous course. But nevertheless, you see that even though it's a course that's devastating, that's the worst, it's one of the worst things. A person can't see straight. You can't see objectively in himself. What could be worse than that? But nevertheless, you see, it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is not branded a chazak. Because that's Chesed Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that a person in the Yetzer Hara is very strong. A person is prone to losing it and to giving in to the Yetzer Hara. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is protects him, tries to push him back, gives him an opportunity to push him back on the right course. That's really the Chesed Hashem. But
Does it mean he can't see it because he feels protected?
No, because he feels, see, the feeling of religiosity, catering to the religious emotion, gives a person a certain sense with regard to himself, vis-a-vis himself, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and vis-a-vis people, vis-a-vis humanity. I mean, that's about it. Nothing wrong. So it's all encompassing. So therefore, he can't be objective about himself. Absolutely. There's no question about it. That's it. Religious people are still the greatest people in the history of man. There's no question about it. Yeah, because basically it did, well, Chazal, I'm talking about that progression. That's all about it. That's where the emotion is reached its full expression. Attached itself to a fantasy, a projected fantasy of the individual. That's really the ultimate, But that's true. A religious person is completely blinded. Completely blinded. And the right. I remember when I was in the college, Beish College. So professor said the government, he says, should not really trust us with regard to the finances and things, without the college. So because the government doesn't know that religious people have a different kind of a value system. Like what is evil for others is not evil for that. Remember, he said he wasn't a religious fellow, but he thought they were present. So the thing is, it means that once the individual is secure in self-righteousness, then, I mean, there's no end. I mean, stealing isn't there. Why? Lying is not bad because stealing is not bad because, after all,
he's in a unique position, and this is what the will of the God is. That he should secure these things. That's basically, I mean, there's no question on the that. That's no question. But yeah, that's right. No, the diamond. That's probably the righteous light. The inventor. Yeah, but it's true. It's true also. I mean, it is definitely true. I don't know why, but I notice one thing: that a person that goes into that frame of mind, the first thing that's completely gone is in Bashakatara. Does not exist in any shape, form, or manner that I know. That is completely obliterated. The lying is completely permissible as long as you're doing it for an important purpose, namely yourself. I don't know why, but I just noticed that. People like get caught up with that emotion. Lying is the first thing to go, like it doesn't even exist. Recently, the Torah really considers such a terrible thing. It doesn't say lots of chakra. You should be remove yourself completely. Be distant as distant as possible from non-truth and the love. That's one thing I noticed, that people, as soon as they get caught up with the truth, they this emotion, lying is not. I don't fully realize that one thing is the first thing to go and continue to be obliterated. There must be a reason for it. But you know, it must be also because probably a lot of it is because you know they feel they're not doing anything. This it's not a must. But anyway, I don't know. There's probably a lot of psychology. I don't understand why. But that's one thing else. But you can understand that the surface well, it fits in. That's true. But there's another thing to be directed also. Another thing. Now, what is the purpose of me doing that? That's not. The whole purpose of the Vayavar Shema or Panavayitra really for us. And what is the purpose? The purpose is that we should be knowing in these Midos. So that means that we have to emulate the Midos. We should go with the Valachta B'Drucha, the Tehran, the Drucha and the Nisakin Kavanah, and the ways that are right before God. So if we study these Midos, we have to emulate insofar as a human being in his life can act in accordance to these mitos. So you see that you have to employ midas rahman. You see that even though an individual gets caught up with a powerful emotion, a very harmful emotion, but still a kind of dog is not trusted. It doesn't consider me over there. Not yet an over there. On the contrary, he helps him. So we too have to be knowing insofar as our lives are concerned with that kind of amoeba. See a person is going off in a bad path and is giving sway to an emotion, don't condemn him right away. Don't condemn right away. Not allowed to do that. That's the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we learn is for our own amoeba. So Mahu Afaka means the more you know of the Mahu, so the greater is the Afaka. So when you learn and gain insight into Chazal, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to have a direct effect on you. Even though this individual went on a terrible course, a totally devastating course, still he wasn't defined as an Ovavera. So of course he put himself in a state where his other Averis now will be very detrimental to his existence. So that's why he initiated a din which could be for his benefit. Which is definitely rest is a Rosh Hashanah, but in most cases it means going to be for his benefit. So that's why we too should be knowing and meeting Torah. We don't even know. I mean, there's why does Chazal say that Shokrin Avonosa, the whole concept of a scale? Why do they use a mushal of a scale by the Kuyos and the Avonos? And you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Sokako. I mean, he knows immediately what the person. Well, why do I think of a mushal of a scale? You know, really like a whole process, a whole complicated process. Nothing's complicated before a person. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sure. says, now the last one there. He says, Hang on, Yeshchus Shahi Kineged Kama Vanas. Yeah, Yeshchus Shahi Kineged Kama Schuyas. Okay. But he, I think it wasn't the Shosh Shoklin, the Schuyas. The Kishim Shoklin Schuyas of Avanos and Shas Misasa. Kach the Choshon of Hashem Shoklin Avanos Kolecha Zaha. Why do you give a mushroom of a Mishnah? Scale, like as if it's something that makes it, you know, one new thing is going to make it, going to make a difference. What is it? What is the mushroom? Now, if the mushroom, the mushroom is telling you that to judge a person is very complex. It's very complex. And that's why it's giving a mushroom of a scale, just like a scale can get exactness. One new thing is, makes a difference. So it's a process, a very difficult process to get to attain precision. So giving you an example of a precise tool, so precision. Why? Because it's telling us that a person is a very complex phenomenon, very complex, and we can't just judge a person so simply. Can't judge a person. That's what Rama says. Rama says, he says, Vain Shoklin Ella Bedaito Shokel Deos. Ruhu Haya Deo Heach Orchen Azachuyos Kinegat Avanos. So the marshal of the scale is the only feature that only a kind of Orchen Avanos. What? And that's why we have to know that. That on our level, we don't even know. We don't even know. So you can see, therefore, we have to employ Midas HaRachamim even when we think we know, and we should know at the same time that we really don't know, because it's only Kel Deos. Only Kel Deos. That's why it gives the example of a Mishpat. Complex, very difficult, precision. Great precision is required. We don't have the, we don't have that practice. So the limud that we have to obtain from studying the Yigin Midos is really to apply it. To apply it, that's Malafata. So the more knowledge we have of the Midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the better position we're in terms of our own lives acting in accordance with the Ravachta B'Drachah, Drachah and Masakim Karamot. Okay.